Today's Duff is Duff Mem He. And last year we ended with the following question. It says, At Mar, it says, said it. So the Gemara says, Im ba'alav imo lo yishalem. So we know that there's a special exemption, and we discussed this back when we learned the sugya in much more detail, that if he borrows the owner to help him, assist him, whatever, also along with the animal, there's a certain patur. Even though Shaul's chayiv with everything, Ba'alav imo is a patur. The question is, does he have to make a shvur that he wasn't posher, that he wasn't negligent? Which effectively means, does having Ba'alav imo also exempt him in the case of negligence as well? There's two ways to understand this in terms of what does Ba'alav imo do? Does it exempt him from all manner of shmirah? Is it what is considered negligence? Is it a hezek? Is it not? There's always manners to sort of grapple around what even the question behind the question, but let's just stay at the surface level without going to Eon. It says here that Reb Zera says he has to make a shvuah, meaning if he has to make a shvuah, that means if he was negligent, even with Ba'alav imo, he would be chayiv. However, Reb Chanina Bar La says, Tarveu amrim eino nishba. No, he doesn't have to make a shvuah because even if he was negligent, Ba'alav imo is an absolute exemption. He doesn't have to pay even in a case where he was negligent in the care of this animal, for example. So, what we're going to have a look at is a few different examples. Let me just share the sheet for at least the first few cases. We try and bring a proof to each tzad. So, the way the Pnei Moshe reads this, it says, Matnir Masai l'Rab Chanina v'Rabla. However, the Ribaz says it's actually this is a siyur l'Rab Zeira. So, not to forget, Rab Zeira says, we are chayiv in the case of Pshia. Rav Chanina says, and Rav La says, you are not chayiv, therefore you don't have a shvuah. So let's understand the case first. Well, the case he's trying to do is trying to inform on the case of Shoel from Shomer Sachar. So what's the case? So it says, Matnim Esayil L'Reb Chanina Rav La, Shever V'Shvuya U'Meta, Shever Shvuya U'Meta, these are cases where a case of Shomer Sachar is pato. V'Nose Sachar V'Hasocher, but when it comes to a shoel, we know that with Baalim, even though he's chayev in shever shvuah meta, he'll be patur in that case, but shelo baalim mitchayev. So these two, that first line is given. We know about this. However, aveda the gneva, whatever comes to aveda and gneva, which is again, we don't know. The Torah only tells us about when it comes to a shoel. Last year, we tried to derive also Gnevavir from Mechal V'Chomer, right? So here we're trying to say, Avedik v'Nashim Chayvim b'Nosa Sachar. So by Akema Shomer Sachar, you'd be Chayiv in the case of Gneva and Aveda, as we've learned. V'Hasocher, Lo Kol Shen Kal V'Chomer b'Shoel, you'd also, Bebalim, you would be what? You'd be Patur Shelo, again, Bebalim be Patur Shelo, Bebalim be Chayiv. So the Kal V'Chomer is trying to teach a case in Shoel. Now, what the diuk is in Machlokim the Ridbaz and the Pnei Moshe. So is a diuk on the fact that we need the Kal V'Chomer to teach the Ptur Baba'alim, or is the Kal V'Chomer to teach the Chiyuv Shelo Baba'alim by a Shoel in the case of Gnei Ve'Aveda? So according to the Ridbaz, this is actually a proof for a Bezeira. So Reb Zeira says, as we said, that you are, again, if you have to make, you have to make a shvuah, therefore you'd be chayiv in pshia. So therefore he says, in the pshia, I'll just read my notes that are summarized on the sheet. If in pshia you'd be patur, then lama tzrich lilmod shepatur bebalim begneva veda. Then if you're patur in pshia bebalim, then kal v'chomer, obviously you'd be patur in case of gneva veda, which is more of a reason to mechayiv a person, pshia. So if you're patur in pshia, I don't even need any type of limud from a Kal V'Chomer from a Sachar to a Shoel or anything. Because obviously, Bebalim, you'd be Patur, but Gneva Aveda. So therefore, this seems to strongly suggest then that this is a proof according to Rebbe Zeira that in Pshia you actually Chayev. And because in Pshia you're Chayev, we don't really know in the case of Gneva Aveda, that's why I needed the Kal V'Chomer. Again, case of Bebalim. However, the Pnei Moshe who keeps our girsa, again, I'm going to refrain from doing this because we can do this the whole daf today, but he says actually he keeps the girsa. This is a proof for Rav Chanina and Rav La, because he learns it from the case of Baalim Chayiv. So I'll read my notes. He says, "In b'pshia you're chayiv, if you're chayiv in pshia, then pashu you're chayiv in gneva aveda." Okay, b'baalim. That's the assumption. Okay. In a case of Pshia, right? Beginning of Aveda, the Baalim also the Pshia. In other words, if you're chayiv in Pshia by Shever Shvoya in a Shoel, so Kal v'chomer, you're chayiv in Pshia by beginning of Aveda as well for in a case when you're Pshia. Therefore, the Baalim Patur, and because you have kosher the Baalim Patur, chayiv Shelo Baalim, meaning that means you already know that Shaloba Baalim, this case here, this part, it's the Chiyuv part, you already know you'd be Chayev. So, in other words, I'll just say it outside a bit more succinctly. If in the case of Pshia you'd be Chayev, then you would already know automatically without the need for a Kal v'chomer, you're Chayev the Aveda, the Shaloba Baalim. Okay, that's the, even though I showed you the logic took two steps to get there, that's effectively in one step how it would work. So, therefore, I wouldn't need the Kal v'chomer. So therefore, it must be that it's part of the Pshia. Therefore, you don't have that logical step, and that's why it needed the Kal v'chomer. So in other words, just I'll take another step back even further. According to both Shittot, we have a necessity to teach us a case of learn from Shomer Sachar, the case of in Gnei Aveda b'Shoel, what the din would be b'Baalim Yer Patur or Shelo b'Baalim b'Bichayev. Both are learned. And both Ribaz and Ben Moshe on either the Chiyuv side or the Patur side to show how the proof is like Reb Zira or Reb Lah. That's how the different gears is in the Gemara. Okay, that is again a step further back. Then the Gemara says Rav Chanina b'Shem Rav Yudin says as follows: Matnim Esai l'Reb Zira. Now here Rani raises it to help Reb Zira. Shoel it says as follows. So let's look at the next case. We're trying to teach, if you like, from a shoel now to the case of Shomer Sachar. So let's have a look. Shoel sheich mirat Torah lav. How is shoel more machmir than a case of a Shomer Sachar? Because we know in the case of Shever, Shvuah, and Meta that that is chayev. Where in a case of shoel, whereas Shomer Sachar, that's the case you're pato. Yeah, that's clear. In other words, in a case of a shoel, when you that is more machmir. If it's b'baalim, you're pato. Shelo b'baalim chayev. Okay, Babal Yer Patur, Shelo Babal Yer Mechayev. Fine, that's this column here in the chart. That's established. We know that's the case. Nosa Sachar, which is more Mekil Alav. How's it more Mekil Alav? Shelo Babal Yer Patur in the case of Shevra Shvoya. Okay, then Kal v'chomer, we're saying Lo Kol Shekhen in the case of Babalim, the case of Kol Shekhen, Shebabalim Patur, Shelo Babal Mechayev. In other words, it's teaching the case effectively Shelo Babalim. Sorry, Sheba Baalim, you would be Patur. So again, the Torah, it's important to understand all these Kal v'chomer because we keep on learning from Shomer Sachar to Shoel and Shoel back again. We're going back and forth. This direction, we're trying to teach the Patur of Baalim, meaning you were, in this case, you're Shoel Baalim with the object, or Socha the Baalim with the object. Then, if it's Babalim, we know a case of Sholi Bepato, we just learned from a Kal v'chomer that will be true in the case of a Shomer Sachar as well. This box here that I've kind of highlighted. Okay. Because in Teima, now, if you say, I'll just show you in my words, I sort of summarize, if you like, the Pnei Moshe here says, if in Pshir you're Pato, then what's a Kal v'chomer doing to teach us? In other words, what am I deriving the patur from Shoel to Shomer Sachar in the case of Babalim? Again, if in Pshe you're patur, it must just be the only thing I'm doing then is to exempt you from a Shvuah. Because in a case of Shever and Shvuah anyway, you're patur, and a case of Shomer Sachar, let's say Shlom Babalim, you have to make a Shvuah. Now, if we're saying now, that in a case of Shoel Babalim, you don't have to make a Shvuah at all, then all you're doing is teaching us in the case of Shever and Shvuah that he doesn't have to make a Shvuah, despite the fact he ordinarily would. If that's the case, in Tamil, Shvuah, that's all I'm teaching about the exemption of a Shvuah, Nitni b'Shomer Sachar v'Socher, or actually Shomer Chinam and a Socher as well. Meaning, this is like that's how you change the girsa. Meaning, in other words, if the whole Kal v'chomer is to teach you an exemption from just the Shvuah, then that would equally be important or able to inform the case of a Shomer Chinam as well. Because in those cases as well, what's the din? In those cases as well, without the Baalim, or if you didn't show the Baalim, or you want to Shomer the Baalim, put it that way, you would have to make a Shvuah. And you could equally inform on those cases as well that exempted from a Shvuah. Rather, it must be not the case. It must be a barura put here, should bepshia chayev, in chayev chayev. And therefore, what's a kavachoma doing? And why is it only applicable to shomer sachar? Because it's teaching us on the chiyuv edidei in the case of a shomer sachar where one would normally be chayev to pay, not just make a shvua. What would the case would be chayev normally to pay? That's a case of gneva aveda. That's teaching you, therefore, it's informing you from the case of a shoel to gneva and aveda specifically in the shomer sachar. That, oh, he would be exempt from payment in the case of Shever, of sorry, of a Gneva Aveda, even a normally be chayev if Balim were with him, provided obviously he made a Shvuah that he wasn't Poshea. So that's what would change it for the case of Shomer Sachar. That's what Balim would do in the case of a Shomer Sachar. That's what the Kal Vachomer is doing to try and teach us once again that specifically in the case of the Chiyuv Edidei, in the specifically in the case where it would be chayev, the case which is Gneva and Aveda. That it would exempt him from payment, provided that he would make a shvur that it wasn't poshea, which is exactly what the Reb Zera is saying is nishba. Okay, now having really established, at least according to the Ridbaz, two proofs, if you like, for Reb Zera, Bnei Moshe, and at least even the second one, he said, despite the fact it seems to be that the halacha or seems to be going like Reb Zera. Nonetheless, it seems to be, he says, there seems to be some sort of kasha. This is what Pnei Moshe says. The writer goes like him. However, there seems to be some sort of svara logic that doesn't seem to make sense. So again, this continuation of the Gemara, there's so many different perushim here. Off the Gemara, on the daf we have in front of us, but we have the Pnei Moshe, so we're going to claim like the Moshe, Pnei Moshe. The Gemara now says, V'kasha the Rebbe Zira, shoel min ba'alav imo. If you're shoel with a ba'alim, then nishba, you have to make a shvua according to who? According to Rebbe Zira, if you want pasheah. Ain ba'alim imo, you have to pay. Fine. Similarly, we find a nosa sachar has exactly the same din. Ain ba'alav imo, if the ba'alim with him, nishba. Ain ba'alim imo, ba'alim not with him, yeshalem. That's specifically in which case, the case of shever shvua emeta. That makes sense. Shomer chinam, you're telling me now, bein ba'alim imo, bein she'ein ba'alim imo, you'd still have to make a shvua because according to Reb Zeira, that even if ba'alim imo, despite the fact, yes, it affords a leniency in the case of a shomer sachar when it would normally be chayev, or a shoel when it would normally be chayev that exempt him, everybody, according to Reb Zeira's reading, would always, even ba'alim imo, you'd have to make a shvua, you weren't poshea, because you'd be chayev in the case of shia, even if ba'alav imo. All types of shomer. That's his position. However, that doesn't seem to really make much sense because, according to this logic, we're going to apply. It's interesting how this is assumed to be a strong logic, but we'll continue anyway. This seems to be, if you like, a hierarchy of responsibility when it comes to shomrim. And you would assume, as we see in the number of these cases, that every time you drop down a rung of responsibility, highest responsibility is a shoel. The next rung down is a shomer sachar and a socher. Again, sometimes you see socher group with shomer chinam, and sometimes you see it not. The previous sugya we actually was group shomer chinam, and sometimes we've been grouping it with shomer sachar, so it seems to move a bit. However, the lowest group down is a shomer chinam, and every time you drop down a rung of what's called shmirah, the level of responsibility drops down. So let's have a look. For example, there are certain things a shol has to pay for where nosa sachar can nishba. That's the case of Sheva Shvua Meta. You got certain things that a Shomer Sachar would make a Shvua, and Shomer Chinam is patur even from making a Shvua, which is a Chiddush we're learning in this Sugya, which is a case of, which was a Gneva Aveda. You got certain things that a Shomer Sachar has to pay. Shomer Chinam would just have to make a Shvua, for example, in the case of, sorry, that's Gneva Aveda. The previous one was, that's Gneva Aveda, my mistake. Okay, the Shvua Meta was the case of Ptur Shomer Sachar. I've got the other round. Okay, so Mat Matni B'Shomer Chinam Shel Ba'alim Imo. So this I'll read you in the Pnei Moshe. Siuma Dekushihi Kolomar Hashta Kasha Maat Matni. How can you teach in the Brayta? Tikkun Reb Zeira Atid Shamina Minav. You can do the Sfirulei. The what? La Tana De Pshia Ba'alim Chayv Afilu B'Shomer Chinam. The Pshia Ba'alim is Chayv in all every single case. The Tzrichulish Pashulapati and even in Shomer Chinam if Ba'alim Imo, you'd have to make a Shvua if it wasn't negligent. Im ken dino is din is like a shomer sachar ubaze. The gam ken tzarich shomer sachar has to do that. Shelo pashati, Right, like we've just explained above. Because the only exemption is from paying, but it's love maker shvu. That was the inclusion of the bright to the previous bright we just learned. Where do you see this? The this doesn't make sense. Because a shomer chanam is more makil, but yet you're giving it the same level of chiyuv as a shomer chanasachar. And what we tried to demonstrate in the exercise just above it is every time you drop a rung down in shmira level of responsibility, the laws always lighten, and now you're equating them. Vitabaye, now he says Vitabaye is another part of the kash. Vitabaye ma at matni matni bashomachinam and also sacha ben shababli mom and shay by mo. So here the Pnei Moshe explains, Vikidamakshile as well, gamal shomasacha. How can you equate mashvedina the pshia the balim kidina de shoel? Kiddush member baita, kidna mafarshi le kare bezera. Ma at mani bashomachinam and sacha ben shababli mom and shay by mo. Meaning klomar de mehecha yalafta. When you learn this one, the member de braveo de in chiluk, where do you learn that the chiluk between them? Benim balim or ben or not. You equate it with a shoal in Yazeh, which is effectively the same kasha. Just as we had the kasha in Asher Mechinim, you're equating with a Shema Sacher. You're equating Shema Sacher with a shoal, when ordinarily, every time you drop down a rank of terms of responsibility, the dinim change. They are usually lightened. And now you're basically saying Shema Mechinim is equal to a shoal. Everyone across the board has the same level of chiyuv. In other words, again, is it really a kasha? I don't know. But it's more like it doesn't seem to follow the logic. That's really the question. So the Gemara now says, one second, Amar Rabin answers the question. Rabin says, Al Kal Davar Pesha. What's a Kal Davar Pesha? Meaning, he learns from the Pasuk says, and that's by Shomachinam. Again, I read the Pnei Moshe. He says, Amar Rabin Mechi Alif Leila Tana de Breit of Reb Zira. That Kal Davar Pesha Kti Bishomachinam. A Kal Davar Pesha, meaning is a Chiyuv on Pshia, is written by Shomachinam. The Mash Bechol Davar U Bechol Makom, every place. Shepasha Afilu Babalim, even when there are Balim Nechayev. In other words, it seems to be that, yes, normally you might want to imply the logic that every time you drop down a rung in Shmira, the laws, if you like, lighten. However, when it comes to the Kol Davar Pesha, meaning since it's learned by Shomer Chinna, Kol Davar Pesha means even Balim seems to show that even Balim, Michael Pshia, across the board, all equally. But Tzrich Lishiva, Shelo Pasha, Lapa Liftor. The cave and the lion crab, since it's taught by Shomer Chinam, which is the most makil, the lowest rung, if you like, on our ladder, Mimela Shimin the Kula Din Ahachi, everyone's the same. Okay, so in other words, at this stage, we brought a kasha with this equating of responsibility that seemed to show, in case of Shia, everyone has to, it would be Chayit Im Babalim, Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, Shoel, everyone all together. It says, why that doesn't make sense, because normally we drop down a rung at a time. Drop down laws in terms of responsibility. And the Gemara's response, Amar Rav Amin, says, no, I called Davar Pesha. Because there's special, it seems to be Gzeirat HaKatuv of the Pshia Yechayev. However, Amar Rav Mana lo matzi nishvat HaTorah b'gnev HaVeda b'shoel. Lekel nishvat Shomer Chinna v'no Sachar shever shvoya umeta. So I'll explain this again according to the Bnei Moshe. He says, Lav milti de kamarta, you can nashvot de mimzeh. In other words, lo matzi nishvat HaTorah b'gnev HaVeda. Kishoel, meaning Kulomar. Now, this is really important to pieces together to understand Pnei Moshe's position. Dafiru chiyuv de gneva aveda. How do we know by Shoel you're chayving gneva aveda? It doesn't say it there at all. Lo matzinu tishvak Torah. The Torah didn't equate that lichiyuv de shever v'shvoya meta, because the Torah all it discusses by a Shoel is if an animal died, or shvoya, or captive, we said, or it was. Non-animal, say it's a clean broke. There it's talking about. We only see mefurash the dinim of shever shvuya umeta in a shul. We don't know the laws really of gneva aveda. Where do you learn the chiyuv of gneva and aveda? B'shoel. V'ki chiyuv of gneva aveda, you learn from the kav chomer going back to shomer sacha. That was what we learned yesterday. Yafe breite kamaita. And in Shomer Sacher itself, it made no mention of the Pturma Balim. Ella, that had to come. Let's ping pong back all the way to Ella. You have to learn that from Shoel. In other words, you want to say that by Gneva and Aveda you'd be Patur Babalim. Or Chai below Babalim, Patur Babalim, by a Shoel. But let's try and piece it together. The Torah doesn't mention anything about Gneva Aveda by Shoel. We have to learn away all the way from Shomer Sachar. Fine. But Shomer Sachar itself didn't learn anything about Bat, but it doesn't mention anything about the Ketubah Baalim, and that you had to learn away from Shoel. So you have to ping pong back and forth to get there. Vim ken, it makes sense. Did the lo nachmir afilu b'shoel? Maybe in Shoel, the pshia, the baalim, afilu b'gnei b'aveda. Maybe we shouldn't be machmir by a Shoel, b'gnei, b'pshia, b'baalim, afilu b'gnei b'aveda. Daha b'shoel b'sachar, because you learn b'shoel b'sachar, and there was no mention of the pshia at all. There's no mention of pshia there, pshia b'baalim. So that's point number one. And it says, just continue. Lo ken, is it lachen, but lo ken nishba shomachen mano sacha b'shever shfuya. I want to keep reading this. Bit miya, said b'shever b'meta, says, v'at amat, da'afilu b'shomachen v'shomach sacha v'afilu b'shever shfuya shavim hem le'olam b'pshia chavim v'afilu b'balim. You wanted to say that everything should be equated, and you try to use a pasuk for that. We'll address the pasuk soon. Kolomar, le'el da'ach tana da'al ka'akol, da'ala kol trichim nishava shfuya. Shelo pashati, everyone would have to make a case, even Babalim, he wasn't negligent. Havara lo matzedim, you cannot say that. El mekem after kol chama, everything learned from the other. Shoel chiyuva ben gneva, as we said, shoel to gneva, you learn from a kalva chomer shomasacha. Shomerchina ba you learn the ptura of Babalim from all the way from shoel. Hada mokmina lahu adina do kol chabaduchte. So therefore, since you're learning that from a shoel, then it's almost like you've got to apply to the context of where you are. I mean, the shomachina dichiyuve bepshiyahu. Fine. Dafka is when b'she'en ba'alivimor. Maybe only when the owners aren't with you. V'chen shomer sachar as well. The chiyuva digneva veda. Also, maybe again that b'en shabalimor. V'chen shol v'chen shol b'dinei also according to him. Aval kishabalimor if the balim with him. Afilu v'pshia maybe they're pturim him. Why the ptur the balimimor is learned from Shoel who the alafta kada amra. In other words, because we have to do this whole ping ponging back and forwards, who says that it necessarily the necessary result would be that they're all going to be shvakatov, they're all going to be exactly the same. Ah, but one second. So in other words, we're basically, what we've just done now, we've gone back to the original logic and strengthened the logic to say that it's not that who says they logically have to be equivalent. That's effectively what we've done in this piece. What about the pasuk you just brought? The pasuk are called Devar Pesha? Well, that's very simple because we've got a debate between Beit Shammai and Hillel exactly what that pasuk used was and not used for that at all. Because my time with the Beit Shammai are called Devar Pesha says, Umam. What's his reasoning? His reasoning is I call davar pesha. I feel if you remember, this is referring to a shomer. Even if he says davar, even if he says a davar, meaning I wish to sholeach yad, just saying it would enough to be considered a ganav. It add the responsibility, like we learned in last week's shir, yesterday's shir. Sorry, was the last week as well. Umama came in Beit Hillel time. What did Beit Hillel do? Who says no? Ad sholeach bo yad until the shomer actually does something, not just says he wants to use it for his purpose. I called him a pesha. Tiftash shalach boyad al yedei shaliach. You can have al davar through a speech, but it wouldn't be alone. Meaning you were mamash shaliach, and the shaliach was mamash shaliach boyad. That's how it would have to be. Okay, for Beseder. So again, that's why, if you like, from a logical perspective, we brought kashas and Rebbe Zira. Having mentioned now the concept of shmirah pikadona and actually shlichi yad, from the rest of this amud, we'll discuss that sugya. So Rabbi Yossi Baye, Ma Amar Yitol Natal. So here, let me just show you here the Bnei Moshe as well. He says, "Asayf Dai Matnitu." Bringing that the sefer, the Mafgid Kai, the Agav the Mighty. Since we just mentioned Beit Machlam Beit the Nereisha, the Farshim going to explain the whole thing. As I just mentioned, we mentioned this land. It's finished talking about it. The Komasham Lo Nitparsha. Okay, the Taninan Sham Hita. There, the case. If you remember this case, this is where he's looking after a barrel of wine of somebody, and he tipped it over to took a small amount of revir, and then it breaks. All he has to pay for is the revir that he stole. He picked the whole thing up, then a revir, and then took a revir. Then now he's basically doing a kinyan on the whole thing. That's what we explained it before, and it's meshelem hatakol. V'hashtabai Rav Yossi bar Chanina. Ma'amar hatana b'hachti gbiya. In the case we actually picked it up, doesn't mean you told Kolomar im lav davka. Does it mean he picked up the barrel and then specifically took some? That's when the chiyuv begins. Or maybe afilu, or maybe it's just picking it up alone is enough to make him already chayv from that point onwards. Because maybe shlichu yad just means I'm handling it, but even if I don't actually take, don't cause a chisaron. Or Dilma, maybe no. Natal actually means he took some out of it. In other words, Does shlichu yad? Yes, I've done a maaser, but does it require what's called a chisaron or not? Do I have to deduct something from it? The Gemara says, nishbara. And when it breaks, that's when you're chayav. However, chmitza, if it ends up spoiling, noten lo demei kula, then he has to pay for the entire amount, not just the revit. It was taking this in the ratio, if you remember. In the ratio, he tipped it out, as we said, he tipped it out and took some, and then it breaks. He didn't do it, didn't pick it up as a kinyan, if you like. Then we said in that situation, he's only chayav a revit. However, if the chmitza spoils, then you chayav. Klum chmitza lo nach matil. So just to explain this, Bnei Moshe says, nishbra davke nishbra ba chitzon uten lo de mekula de klum echmitza lo mach makula you know shechaser mimin orvit the fact you took a little bit out of it increased the amount of air that's in the space and that's what caused it to if you like vinegarize spoil but dar kol shel yain lach mitz kshe ena chavit melea okay so what's the proof hashnami b'seifa b'gvia so too in the sefer as well when you pick it up afilu lamanda amar even when the shita the normal you need a kisaron. In other words, we can learn from this that even though you might only hand a little bit, if it has a full impact on the rest of it can, you can be chayiv for it. That's what we learned from the first case. Even though you took a small amount, if it's chmitza, that impacted the rest of the barrel, you're chayiv. So to here, afilu even though normally you need a chisaron, kivan shebi'alitol, mishum in other words, here, so once you've taken it, mishum denicha, if you wanted to take out a little bit of liquid from the top, it is in your benefit. You're quite happy with the fact that the barrel is full, because therefore, after you've picked it up, you don't have to tip it over very much. And therefore, the whole barrel, the rest of it, is what's called a basis. It's a base for that revit you want to take. Therefore, kiman therefore, simply picking it up because I wanted to take that revit. Now, say he becomes a shoel al kolach havit. He becomes a shoel in the entire amount because he needs that entire amount. So that's why, in that case, he'd be chayiv nonetheless. That's what we're learning from it. Even if you, so in other words, it seems to be the way Pene Moshe explained this piece, it's kind of irrelevant whether you need a chisaron for the whole amount, but as soon as you picked it up because you needed that amount, you become a shol on the entire amount, and therefore you're chayev. Because you needed that amount to get the small amount, the thing above it. Just like by creating that small gap in the first case when it's not 10, when you tipped it over to take a small amount out, it impacted the rest of it as well. That's the way Pene Moshe aligns it too. So Rav Shmuel, Rav Avahu said b'shem Rav. Shlichu yad she'ne'emar b'shomer chinam, einu chayv ad she'ichsar. So again, this is a similar type of question. Meaning, what does this mean? What does it mean you're only chayv until you caught a chisaron? So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel bai kamei Rav Ahu, ma'u it amrit, isar yesev chisar or filo lo chisar. What this means is, according to the Bnei Moshe, is it that you actually actively caused a chisaron? Or even if it was something that due to actions would become a nechsar me'alav. It's going to cause some sort of automatic degradation of some sort because of your involvement. So Amalei, doesn't this seem to be the same question we had above? Late had a she'il to the Rebbe Yossi ber Chanina, Yitol Natal. In other words, it doesn't mean the question we just had above. So then Gemara then says, well, I've got an in tema litol afilo lo chiser. In tema natal ad shashi chaser. So I'll just explain this. In tema litol, Pnei Moshe says, if you have to take afilu lo chiser, meaning hu atzmo ela nichsar me'alav. In tema, in other words, if it's just he had intention to take it and picked it up, even if he didn't take, so he picked the whole thing up, but he didn't actually pour anything off, and then even still you'd be chayav, like we just explained above. Nonetheless, well, even if it's choser me'atzmo, then it's fine. Then you'd be chayav. In terms of davka natal, well then I did have to cause actually an active chisaron. I'm reading aloud. The governor, the imach matu, nichsar malav the kule ama the chisaron. V'imken ma'ikami bayalan. Now it's interesting. I explained it not like Ben Moshe. Ben Moshe says that if it requires you to natal, meaning I'm reading aloud. The governor, the imach matu, nichsar malav the kule ama the chisaron. But we said above, if you meant on that sugya, that if you remember, because it was shawl on the basis, or a little bit came out and caused the rest to spoil, nonetheless, it's still be chayev. Im ken, what's even the question? So it seems to be, doesn't make a difference at all, according to the Moshe's reading of that sugya. Okay, that's the way I understood the Moshe there. So now the Gemara says, I'll give you another lefkimina. Im tema litol, if you say, chayev, only if, no, that not even if you weren't actually physically notel, hichzira ben koma ben lemakom acher, you'd be patur. Which is interesting because the other mafarshim say no, that dafka in that case you'd be chayef, because already by simply picking it up you're being sholeach yad. So therefore, whether you put it back in its place or not put it in place, you'd be chayef. But here our Pnei Moshe says no, you're patur, because it's I'll read the Pnei Moshe. He says in tema itol yeah. Even if you just picked it up to take, but you didn't take any from you to chayv if it breaks, why the brushutei have it's like in your short, mishum shlichu yadhu, lav davke ktani, it doesn't have to be actually took. Mi hashamina d'le'inyan ze imechzir, if you put it back, v'achakach nishpera, when you put it in place, you'd be patur to lo have a kemisha tiltala l'tzorcho, and therefore it's not considered you're moving it l'tzorcho for your own personal needs, which I don't really understand why that would be, because it seems to be you're already considered shleich yad. That's why I think the other mafarshim changed the girsa. However, nonetheless, in tema natal, if however, as we said, natal, you actually dafka, then hichzilim komo, and it breaks, then you patur, then you would be chayav. Okay, Beseder, we'll continue here next year. Beseder. Well, have a good day.